Good evening. Well, thank God for our apostle. I think we ought to always acknowledge that it's great to be functioning from apostolic grace. It's great to have a father. If you cannot sense and feel the wisdom, the insight, every time, fresh, preparing us to be leaders for the new millennium. Amen. So we're just going to go right into chapter 11. This is catching the waves of revival. Many of you all did very well on the last exam. I think there were 46 A's, 15 B's, 4 C's, and 3 D's, and 0 F's. And all I'm going to say to the ones who got C's and D's, application. You have to apply yourself. I don't care if you're a preacher, or apostle, or prophet. You got to give attention to what's being taught. Amen? You have a study guide from which the exam comes from. So, you know, it's all about applying yourselves. And so thank God for those of you who are. I'd just like to encourage those who wait to the last minute and slack off. All right. All right. Let's begin with chapter number 11. For the next several weeks now, we'll be dealing with the 7 stages of revival, the 7 stages of end time revival. Okay. And so there are 7 of them. The first one is times of revelation. The second one is times of repentance. The third one is times of refreshing. The fourth one is times of
revealing.
The fifth one is
times of restoration.
The sixth one is times of reformation. And the seventh one is the time of the revivalists. So those are the 7 stages of revival that we will cover over the next, over this semester. So chapter number 11 begins, sir.
The first stage of end time revival.
The first stage of end time revival.
Is the times of revelation.
Is the times of revelation.
That the church is presently ushered into. Lack of revelation knowledge.
A lack of revelation knowledge.
Can have a disastrous end for the church.
Can have a what? Disastrous end for the church.
The church can be destroyed. The gifts can be abused and the people can be rejected.
The church can be destroyed. The gifts can be abused.
And the people can be rejected. From receiving their inheritance. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Go ahead. Hosea 4, 6, if you turn to it in your Bibles, Hosea 4, 6. Actually, I've heard the scripture quoted many times, so turn to it. Because this, without revelation knowledge, the church suffers greatly. The church could be destroyed. Gifts will be abused. Are you listening? Hosea 4, 6 say what? Hosea 4, 6. You got to go to the index to find it. That's okay. Come on. I know what it say, but I want everybody to get it. What it say? My people are what?
Destroyed.
My people are destroyed for what? All right, that's not talking about human, secular knowledge. That's talking about revelation knowledge. Are you listening? That's talking about revelation knowledge. That's what Jesus functioned in. And if you remember, we'll probably get to it later in Matthew 16. Where it was revealed to Peter who Jesus really was. All right. So it say, my people are destroyed for what? The lack of knowledge. Now, if you left that statement by itself, you would be off on the wrong track. Go ahead, read.
Ignorance affects.
No, I'm talking to read the scripture. I didn't say read over there. I say read the scripture because they got something else in there they need to see. Read. Oh, because thou hast rejected knowledge. So the problem in the church is that God is raising up apostolic ministry and apostolic government in the church, but people are what? Rejecting it. Are you listening? So it's not that we don't have knowledge. It's the rejection of knowledge that is the problem. How many of you see the difference? It's easy to say, I don't know. But what happens when God sends you somebody who do know? Are you listening? And you decide because your preacher didn't say it, or your denomination, or the traditions that you are comfortable with, the things that make you comfortable in church, that's being challenged, you say, well, that seemed like it's off because the majority of us are going this way, and here come y'all. No, change is the order of the day. Okay? Read, sir.
Ignorance affects not only one generation.
Ignorance does not only affect one generation,
but also the next.
Ignorance affects the next generation, or we can say future generations. It's like Jesus said, the blind leading the blind and everybody going into the ditch. Are you listening? You got to know who you're following. You got to know who you're connected to, because it's a prophecy of where you're going. And I don't want to follow somebody that's not going nowhere. I want to follow proven ministry. If I'm going to submit myself to somebody, I need to submit myself to somebody who is worth submitting to. All right. Read, sir.
As the Holy Spirit is moving.
As the Holy Spirit is moving in the church.
Into revival times.
Into revival times.
The church is experiencing a breakthrough in revelation flow.
The church is experiencing, watch this, a breakthrough in revelation flow.
The Holy Spirit is taking us out of our ignorance.
The Holy Spirit is taking us out of our ignorance.
And teaching us what we ought to know.
And teaching us what we ought to know.
Do and say these days.
Do and say these days. Now, revelation knowledge and being connected. Because see, watch this. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation. Ephesians 1:17. Come on. Hurry up. Get over there. We read it in Apostolic Strategies. Paul said, I cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give unto you, or give unto us, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our spiritual understanding, I'll put that in there, spiritual understanding, being enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of our calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, the saints. You notice these things he say come as a result of what? Revelation knowledge. As a result of God giving unto us the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. Notice what it say, in the knowledge of him. Are you listening? Our spiritual eyes being opened, that we might know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power. See, we got to know that that the church got power, baby. Ain't nothing to be afraid of when you got the power to change it. Oh, see, that's all right. Time is irrelevant when you're dealing with the things of God. Oftentimes, God wants you to go through a process. Hello, so you can come out on the other end and teach somebody something. Okay. Everybody want to speak to the mountain. Everybody want to speak to the mountain. Everybody want to speak to the mountain. Move the mountain. Are you listening? Yeah, the Bible does talk about speak to the mountain. Are you listening to me? Huh? But in the process of speaking, you're going to have to do some stuff for it to move. It ain't just going to move by speaking to it, baby. You're going to have to hear and speak and follow some divine instruction. Are you listening? Go ahead. Read, sir.
Spirit education has come to the church.
Spirit education has come to the church. As a matter of fact, that is the reason why God established this school. So we can see the Spirit of God come up on our apostle. Are you listening? So we can learn how to walk, watch what I'm about to say, in the ways of the Spirit. See, revelation knowledge is about walking in the ways of the Holy Spirit, not human, not intelligentsia. You know, we have a lot of smart secular folk. We have, put it this way, we have a lot of Rhodes Scholars running this country. Graduated from Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and nothing wrong with those institutions. Are you listening? But here's the point. None of that knowledge can supersede the wisdom of God. Because God said, my foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom. Now think about that statement. God said, my foolishness is wiser than the wisest man. We need him. Read, sir.
The church is learning the ways and working of the Holy Spirit.
The church is learning the ways and the workings of the Holy Spirit.
Her faith is abounding.
Her faith is abounding.
And her confidence in God is soaring.
And her confidence in God is soaring.
New understanding.
New understanding.
To old truths.
To old truths.
Is giving new meaning.
Is giving new meaning.
To our Christian walk and experiences.
To our Christian walk and experiences. Now, y'all notice Apostle made a real keynote. I've been saying this for a while. We're so stuck on the New Testament. And many people won't read the Old Testament. Because really, when you read the New Testament, you'll find many of the things in the New Testament rooted out of the Old Testament. Always remember this. Here's a statement you need to hear. Revelation supersedes testaments. Did you catch that? So if you don't get the revelations that how God was revealing himself to the men of old, fathers in the gospel, why would God say, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And you don't even know who they are. You didn't even go take time to study. See what God did in Abraham is called God's friend. Abraham is God's covenant man. Hello. And then God said, I'm not the God of the dead. I'm the God of the living. Hello. So we have to visit Old Testament and New Testament. We should read that Bible every year. And not for memorization. Because memorization cannot bring forth manifestation. Oh, come on. You can quote all the scripture you want. Memorization is not equivalent to demonstration. Amen. You know, I don't want to be smart and, well, he can quote scripture. What good is that doing? What good is quoting scripture and the devil whipping my tail? All right. Come on, sir.
Benefits of walking in revelation.
All right. Here are the benefits of walking in revelation.
Number one, higher spiritual perception and wisdom.
Number one, higher spiritual perception and wisdom.
The perception that comes through revelation knowledge.
The perception that comes through revelation knowledge
is higher than that of human wisdom.
Is higher than that of human wisdom.
And mind education.
And mind education. I wish somebody would talk up in here. See, this gets to me because, you know, people are too smart today. I just simply firmly believe that God is the manufacturer of all things. And if you want to know anything, go to the manufacturer. One of the things I always say is go back to an apostle trained me this. He said, we need to go back to God's original plan. You know, people get divorces today. Hello. People today want to marry female and female and male and male. Hello. And now that stuff want to creep into the church. But Jesus said in God's original plan, God joined together male and female. Hello? No, not the one you joined to in marriage right now. Okay. All right, there you go. There you go. See, now you're married with me. No, but how many of you God say that's your wife? Okay. Just making a point. No, you chose that rascal. Now they don't work out. Now you want a divorce. Amen. You got the male and the female part right. But you got to be really careful when you're seeking a mate. Okay. I felt your enthusiasm. That's all right. I wasn't talking about your marriage online. Go ahead. Read, sir.
Man in his limited understanding.
Man in his limited understanding.
And perception.
And in his limited perception.
Could only see Jesus.
Can only see Jesus or could only see Jesus.
As one of the prophets.
As one of the prophets.
Spiritual revelation.
But when you have spiritual revelation.
Lifts us to see who he really is.
Spiritual revelation lifts us to see who he really is.
The same question of who Jesus really is.
The same question of who Jesus really is.
Receives two different sets of answers.
Receives two different sets of answers.
One is according to sense knowledge.
One is according to sense knowledge.
And the other by revelation knowledge.
And the other is by what? Revelation knowledge. Matthew Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13. Come on, real quick. Because we got to get it. I want you to see this. We are designed to walk in revelation knowledge. Are you listening? Yes. Revelation knowledge is knowledge that's revealed from God himself. And God does all of his revealing by his Spirit. Did you hear that? God does all of his revealing by who? Because the Holy Spirit is the revelator. You listening? Okay, Matthew 16, 13, read what it says.
When Jesus came into the coast of
Caesarea Philippi,
he
asked his disciples saying,
who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
And they said.
And who said? They said. See, the they family, you know, you always got a bunch of them in the church. And they said.
Some say that thou art John the Baptist.
Some say you're John the Baptist.
Some Elijah.
Some say you're the prophet Elijah.
And others.
And others say.
Jeremiah.
You're Jeremiah the prophet.
Or one of the prophets.
Or you're one of them other prophets.
He said unto them.
Now, here's what I want to say to you in this class. It's not important who others say that Apostle Thompson is.
Amen.
What's important is, have God revealed to you who he is? Because until God reveals who he really is to you, you're not going to connect properly. You're going to come here to get a little piece of paper and walk away and go do some ministry and don't stay connected because he's constantly advancing. A son is never to be disconnected from his father. The son is to bring honor to his father. The daughter is to bring honor to the father. Hello. Are you listening? Now, when we read the statement from chapter 11, where it talks about sense knowledge, when people know you, see, when Jesus asked them, who do men say that I am? The men who didn't know who he were was answering from sense knowledge. Yeah, he one of the prophets. Are you listening? Keep reading, sir. Oh, y'all keep reading.
He said unto them.
Jesus said unto them.
But whom say you that I am?
But who do you say that I am?
And Simon Peter answered and said.
Simon Peter answered and said.
Thou art the Christ.
I know who you are. Now, you know, Peter got a lot of stuff wrong. Because he was rambunctious. You understand? He was the cussing Christian. Are you listening? Peter got some stuff wrong. But Peter raised his hand. He said, I got it. Now, y'all know when he said, I got it, the other 11 was looking, right? Here he go again. But this time, I said this time, he wasn't shouting from the head. What he said, thou art the Christ,
the son of the living God.
And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood, watch this, hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Read.
And I say also unto you
that you are
Peter.
And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, what rock was Jesus talking about? The rock of revelation. Are you listening? When Peter got that revelation, he said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, now, based upon that revelation, I'm going to build the church. Watch this now. And hell cannot prevail against it. Now, watch what I'm about to say. As we function from apostolic government, we're not sitting here waiting for the enemy to attack us. In apostolic government, we advance the kingdom, and the enemy cannot prevail against us because he don't have no power to stop us. Y'all go ahead, sir.
And I will give.
No, unto I don't. Re- yeah. And I will. All right. Go ahead. Read the rest of it. And I will give unto you
the keys of the kingdom,
the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
And whatsoever thou shalt bound on
earth, and whatsoever you shall bound on earth,
shall be bound in heaven.
Shall be bound in heaven.
And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth,
and whatsoever you shall loose on earth,
shall be loosed in heaven.
Shall be loosed in heaven. Now watch this. Those keys are revelation keys. You listening? When God reveals something to you, you have power to bind and power to loose. Are you listening? Revelation knowledge give you the power to bind it on the earth. And it's now bound in heaven. Y'all, you listening? But you can't bind nothing if it's not revealed to you what you ought to be binding. You can't loose nothing if it's not revealed to you what should be loosed. All of these things come from the Holy Spirit. I can't be just binding something for the sake of binding something. Are you listening? I can't be working against the Father. He needs to reveal to me that needs to be bound. That needs to be loosed. Oh, come on now. Didn't Jesus, when that woman walked around with her head bowed in the earth realm for 18 years, do you know what that was a picture of? That was a picture of somebody getting the information out of the earth realm. But Jesus say, ought not that daughter of Abraham be loosed from her infirmity? Are you listening? So he laid hands on her. Yeah, yeah. You won't know what he laid on her? The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher to lift her out of the earth realm and lift her up where she can get revelation knowledge so she can be free. Read, sir.
The church is receiving spiritual insight.
The church is receiving spiritual insight.
And wisdom.
And wisdom.
On how to govern her own affairs.
On how to govern her own affairs.
And influence the society around her.
And to influence the society around her.
She is able to draw on God's wisdom.
The church is able to draw on God's wisdom.
To address human needs of the spirit.
To address human needs of the spirit.
Soul and body.
Soul and body. Now, Apostle been teaching on alignment. Alignment. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body. Apostle said this. Until we get our soul in alignment, we can't get our body in alignment. Are you listening? True alignment is spirit, soul, and body. Are you listening? And that cannot happen without the renewing or the transformation of the inner man, which he says the soul. Now, I'm talking about alignment, because as we start moving towards revelation knowledge, you got to be in alignment, because the only way to walk in revelation knowledge, we have to be escorted into the spirit world by the Holy Spirit himself. Are you listening? Because the Holy Spirit is a guide. You don't lead him. He leads you. It's not what the whining sung. Wherever I go, please let the spirit follow me. Huh? Where'd that come from? That's okay. Let's go here. I know that's your favorite song, but don't get mad at me. Read.
She is now able to answer the world.
The church is now able to answer the world.
With wisdom.
With wisdom.
Perception.
Perception.
And insight of God the Almighty.
And insight of God the Almighty.
The wisdom and perception of Solomon.
The wisdom and the perception of Solomon.
Attract the attention of the world.
Attracted the attention of the world. The wisdom of Solomon. Well, who did Solomon get wisdom from? God. Thank you. He asked them for it. And we have the same right. It's New Testament believers. But if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. There you go. Read, sir.
Number two, inheritance, sonship.
Number two, inheriting sonship.
There are higher blessings of sonship.
There are higher blessings of sonship.
Called inheritance.
Called inheritance.
That can only be released to us.
That can only be released to us.
Through revelation knowledge.
It can only be released to us through what? Revelation knowledge. Put this in your notes. Read 1 Corinthians 2:9-14. The reason that you need to know that is because, see, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, the things of God knoweth no man. Most people are seeking after the things of God, but the things of God don't know no man, but the Spirit of God. You understand? And the Spirit of God searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God, and he makes them known unto us. So the only things that we can walk in and be a partaker of are the things that are revealed unto us as we are in intimacy with the Holy Spirit through prayer and the Word and following apostolic government and instruction. The Bible in Acts chapter 2 talks about continuing in fellowship with the apostles and continuing in their doctrine. Apostle Thompson is not an apostle just by title.
Amen.
He's an apostle by call. By, watch this, proof. Well, he got a lot. I told y'all, you go Google apostles. They're out there by the, I don't know. But how many of them have proof of their apostleship? And the reason that we don't see this type of ministry is because many people call themselves apostles, according to the book of Revelation. And Jesus said, you tried them and found out that they are not. Now, we don't do that today. We just take the card and put them in the pulpit. Yeah, I've had some come to the church. I had them come. They announced they're apostles, so and so. I said, yeah, just sit right there and listen to me. Because I'm the apostle of this house, and I ain't listening to you. That's why the only apostle I'm bringing into my house is the one I'm up under.
Amen.
I don't need all them different people running through there.
Amen.
Especially if they're not carrying the type of message he is. Well, I know, I understand. People want a bunch of meetings. I don't want no meetings. I want a connection.
Amen.
I mean, how many people did Elisha connect to? Huh? How many people did Joshua connect to? Hello? You got to find the one God, the one told me that's my father. I don't care what nobody else come along and say. It's irrelevant. I don't care if they say I'm not preaching, I'm not moving. That ain't got nothing to do with what God had said. And the next thing is, if God said that's your connection, only God can cause you to disconnect. And last I checked, that don't happen. We walk away because we have our own agenda and we don't want the training. But if you don't get the training, you're not going to be ready for reigning. Read.
The blessing of God.
The blessing of God.
Is for both the righteous.
Is for both the righteous.
As well as the wicked.
And the wicked. Did y'all hear that? The blessings of God is both for the righteous and the wicked. Say what? Yes. It rains on the just and the unjust. Hello? Why does it rain on the just and the unjust? Because the just bring it in and the wicked all partake of it. Hello? Read.
The blessings pertaining to the sons.
But the blessing that pertain to the sons.
Is called inheritance.
Oh, now see, the wicked can't get the son's inheritance. Y'all caught that? Did you catch that?
Yes, sir.
The wicked cannot get God's inheritance because the inheritance is for the sons. Read, sir.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
That's Ephesians 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the blessings that we're pursuing and the inheritance that rightfully belong to us is in the realm of the Spirit. And except we're in contact with the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, we will not have access to it. Are y'all listening? Do you know the good thing I like about this? Everybody got access.
Amen.
Has nothing to do with the color of your skin. Nothing to do with how much education you have or don't have. Have nothing to do with your economic status. It has everything to do with your pursuit of God. Read, sir.
It is only by revelation knowledge.
It is only by revelation knowledge.
That we can stake a claim.
That we could stake a claim.
On our God-appointed inheritance.
On our God-appointed inheritance.
Revelation always preceded possession.
I love that statement. Now, if you don't remember nothing else, you know that's going to be on the test. Revelation always precedes possession. Without God revealing it, I cannot possess it. Apostle used to say it this way. Without making in order for us to make a recovery, we must first make a discovery. Well, if you've been following him all this time and you're not listening, you can't be listening. Because he constantly repeats what God is revealing to him. Are you listening? So if we want to recover what God originally intended for us to have, we got to make a discovery. And I'm going to tell you right now, baby, you better find somebody who pursuing God. Go ahead.
Number three, power over flesh.
Power over flesh.
The life that moves in revelation flow.
The life that moves in the flow of revelation knowledge.
Is free from the power of the flesh.
Is free from the power of the flesh. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. Look, free from the power of the what?
Flesh.
So the only thing block us out. The only thing that's blocking us out is a fleshly mind. Yeah, a fleshly mind. See, you have a spiritual mind and a fleshly mind. A spiritual mind follows the dictates of the spirit. A fleshly mind connects to the dictates of the flesh. I don't have time to go into all this. You got to get apostle teaching on soul alignment. See, Paul said in Romans 7:25, I serve the law of God with my mind. But that can't happen unless I get a transformed mind, a renewed mind, a spiritual mind. Are you listening? And then in Romans chapter 8, it tells you, you know, you got to get rid of your carnal mind, because a carnal mind is enmity with God. It's an enemy of God. Why? Because the carnal mind can never be reconciled to God. And we can never cause our flesh to submit without that soul being converted. Read, sir.
The devil has power over the flesh.
The devil has power over the flesh.
Because he is permitted to feed upon.
Because he's permitted to feed upon the dust of the earth.
From which we were created.
From which we were created.
Any believer walking in the flow of revelation.
Any believer that's walking in the flow of revelation.
The flow of revelation knowledge.
Yes, the flow of revelation knowledge.
Is walking in victory over the flesh.
Is walking in victory over what? All right, so when we are walking in revelation knowledge, that's overcoming the flesh. That's overcoming sense knowledge. Go ahead.
Walking in revelation.
Walking in revelation.
Is walking in total obedience to the Holy Spirit.
Is walking in total obedience to the Holy Spirit.
And His words.
And His words. It's following the dictates of the Spirit. Are you listening? See, the Bible says if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit. See, in order to walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit got to be the guide. Yes, we are born again. Yes, we have a new spirit. But the Holy Spirit is within our spirits. Are you listening? Yeah, that's what God said. I don't dwell in temples made with hands. I come to dwell in my people. God dwells in us. In our innermost being. Are you listening? And when our innermost being, our spirit, it gets its dictates from the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? And so that's the only way to crucify the flesh. You got to walk in the Spirit. Whenever we're not walking in the Spirit, we're walking in the flesh. Ain't no two ways. It's one or the other. It's cut and dry. Read, sir.
When we walk in the Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
We will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Romans 6, 7, and 8. Good chapters to read. Go ahead.
Galatians
5, 16 through 18. Really, you can read where it talks about the, you know, walking in the Spirit and not for, you know, it talks about walking in the Spirit and it shows you the work of the flesh. Are you listening to me? It shows you the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of all of that in Galatians 5, 16 through the end of the chapter. Read it when you get a minute. Go ahead. Those who walk in the flesh.
And human wisdom.
And those who walk in human wisdom.
Do not have the ability to please God.
They do not have the ability to what? All right. So now if the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now watch this. How can you believe if you don't have a preacher? How can the preacher preach if he's not sent? And there's no such thing as being sent without being anointed. Jesus was anointed, baby, to preach the gospel. He was sent to heal a brokenhearted. Hello. These things run hand in hand. Read.
Number four, the grace of sonship.
The grace of sonship.
The place of intimacy.
The place of intimacy.
And loving relationship.
And loving relationship.
With God is only according to the Son.
With God is only according to the Son.
Revelation knowledge. Places us into the position of sonship.
Revelation knowledge places us into the position of sonship.
That opens the door of intimacy.
That opens up the door of intimacy. When God really revealed to us who we are and our relationship to him, you will never be fearful of going to him. Never, no matter what. Only Satan try to put fear in you that you can't go to God. Watch this, with anything. Y'all ready for this? Because God saw you before you did it. Hello. One of the greatest things to me is God gave man the power of choice to choose against him, knowing you're going to choose against him, but still made a way to get back to him. It don't get no better than that. Amen. Read.
The Father opens this door to sons.
The Father opens this door to sons. I'm going to tell you, look at Apostle and his sons, not only his natural sons who have become spiritual, but also his spiritual sons and daughters. There is a great love that children must have for their father. Oh my goodness. And I know we always say a mother loves the children. But let me tell you something, mothers. You get a real man, he gonna love you and the children. But make no mistake about it, a real father loves his children and wants the absolute best for all of them. That's for real. A real father lays down his life for his family, because he wants them to have better than what he had. That's in the spirit. Apostle Thompson wants us to go farther than what he is. That's why he's cutting a pathway and saying, now walk on top of me, boys, until God release you to a greater destiny. But you can't go into it without me. Read.
The Son does nothing on his own initiative.
The Son does nothing on his own initiative.
Or speaks on his own accord.
And the Son does not speak on his own accord. Now that's apostolic ministry right there. Jesus never did nothing of his own accord. Jesus said, they did an interview. Everybody was talking about all that Jesus did. Jesus said, you need to interview me. They say Jesus turned the water into wine. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. Jesus said, wrong answer. That's not me. That's my Father in me doing the work. So you ain't gonna get me all lifted up and separate me from my Father, because I have the Spirit of my Father up on me and within me. It's my Father doing the work. It's my Father's voice I hear. It's my Father's word I speak. I would be a liar to say I'm not connected to my Father. I know who my Father is. I don't need to go have somebody to come tell me who I am. I know who I am. Then I'm cheek enough to say, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father also. One of the greatest testaments is to tell somebody, you won't know who Apostle Thompson is. Watch my life. That's all right. I feel like y'all can't connect to that. Read, sir. Study chapter 12. Next class.